Chapter 4, Removing Obstacles to a Favorable Death. As Buddha said, though you hold fast, you cannot stay. What benefit is there in being frightened and scared of what is unalterable? The fourth stanza in the first Panchen Lama's poem is, may we be relieved from overwhelming suffering due to the various causes of death, when in this city of erroneous conceptions of subject and object, the illusory body composed of the four impure elements and consciousness are about to separate. Begin as early as possible in your life to gain familiarity with virtuous states of mind. When this capacity is established, it will be possible to direct your mind toward virtue even while dying. However, while dying, you could be overwhelmed with incapacitating pain from a terrible illness, or you may suffer an untimely death in an accident or from an attack, or you may not be able to finish your lifespan due to exhaustion of merit, using up your store of the good karma that keeps this lifetime going. These circumstances could render your long practice with virtuous states of mind unworkable, though this is not necessarily so. Suffering itself could generate so much fright that virtuous contemplation becomes impossible, except for those who have trained to a high degree and have great powers of concentrated meditation. Therefore, it is important to make wishes now to be free from such overwhelming pain and fear and to die in a relaxed way. This allows the virtuous attitude you have been cultivating to be strong. You will be able to die with greater understanding. Since death involves the separation of body and mind, it is important to realize the nature of the I, the self, that is set up relative to the collection of physical and mental aggregates, mind and body, as well as the nature of those aggregates themselves. The type of body we possess is an impure entity, produced from the four elements of earth, water, fire, and wind. It is subject to pain from even slight causes, and it is like an illusion, both in the sense of being here one moment and gone the next, and in the sense of appearing to exist inherently, but actually being empty of such inherent existence. By appearing to be clean if washed, and appearing blissful, permanent, and under your control, the body dwells, so to speak, in a city of misconceptions about the nature of consciousness and its objects. The city of erroneous conceptions in the fourth stanza refers to cyclic existence. It is built by actions, or karma, that are under the influence of afflictive emotions. Afflictive emotions arise from ignorance, specifically the conception of inherent existence. It mistakes the nature of self and other, as well as things, conceiving these to exist by way of their own being. Therefore, ignorance is the fundamental cause of the painful round and round of cyclic existence. The false apprehension of inherent existence motivates karma, which is both actions and the predispositions accumulated from those actions. Karma is the driver of cyclic existence. The phenomena that arise due to this process of ignorance appear to exist inherently, but they do not, and thus are a city of mistakenness. The city of cyclic existence is created by the misconception that subject and object, apprehender and apprehended, internal and external phenomena exist in and of themselves, inherently, under their own power. With this stanza, you are making the wish that when consciousness is about to separate from the illusory body composed of the four elements, you will not be afflicted with overwhelming suffering, since this would interfere with successful practice. Other conditions preventing practice are lust and hatred, which are huge obstacles to a virtuous attitude.